Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 1, we will read from chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. In verse 6 we read, Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, From where did you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. So Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? Have you blessed the works of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land? But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. No one knows the exact date when the book of Job was written, but many believe it was written shortly after the book of Genesis. Genesis was the beginning of all books. And the book of Job was a book on suffering and how to overcome it. Satan had just scored a major victory with Adam and Eve. God had to show Satan that there were righteous men on the earth that would not be undone by his temptations, even when their lives are endangered. A story is told about a group of men who were looking for shelter in a lightning storm one day, and they all took shelter under a tree. And when lightning struck, it hit the tallest man first. And I thought about this story because the Bible calls Job the greatest man of all the people of the East in Job 1 and 3 because he had great wealth, perhaps the richest man in all of the East. This also tells us that Job was probably a Gentile and not a Hebrew because he was from the land of Uz, a land northeast of present-day Israel. He had great possessions. The Bible said he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, a very large household. This is even rich by today's standard. On the outside, he was like any other man. The Bible said in verse 1, there was a man. But on the inside, he was very different from other men, because the Bible said he feared God and he shunned evil. He was a man of integrity, of honor, and truthfulness. And above all, he put his trust in God. But one day, when the angels in heaven came to present themselves before God, they came to report and give an account of their work. Somehow Satan was in the mix. From this passage, we still know Satan had access to heaven, even after Eden. After receiving reports from the other angels, perhaps Michael and Gabriel, the Almighty God turns to Lucifer or Satan and says to him, What have you been doing today? And before going any further, someone may say the book of Job was only a parable and that Job was not a real person, just representative of mankind in general. But God wanted you to know that a man called Job actually lived and died. So God made mention of Job twice in the book of Ezekiel, grouping him with Noah and Daniel. And you can read that for yourself in Ezekiel 14, verses 14 and 20. God said to Satan, Where have you been? This is important because it tells us that God even requires Satan to report to him. Job 1 and 7 says, And the Lord said to Satan, From where did you come? So Satan answered the Lord